This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Joe Biden says the U.S. shall respond after a drone strike by an Iran-backed group killed three American troops in Jordan and injured dozens more near the Syrian border. Biden's national security team briefed him as he traveled south in South Carolina Sunday. Appearing at a church banquet hall, he said the U.S. had a tough day last night in the Middle East and that we shall respond. He also asked for a moment of silence in remembrance of the slain service members. They are the first U.S. fatalities after months of strikes and against American forces across the Middle East amid the Hamas war with Israel. Israel says that significant gaps remain after ceasefire talks with the United States, Qatar, and Egypt, but it calls them constructive and says they will continue in the week ahead. It's a tentative sign of progress on a potential agreement that could see Israel pause military operations against Hamas in exchange for the release of remaining hostages. Meanwhile, the U.S. announced its first military deaths in the region since the war began. Gaza's 2.3 million people face a deepening humanitarian crisis as the U.N. urges supporters to resume funding its agency that's actually helping Palestinians. President Joe Biden is increasingly contending with protests inside and outside his events, from progressives upset about U.S. support for Israel and its offensive in Gaza. Protests lay bare the tensions that fall out from his handling of the war, while at the same time honoring the First Amendment rights of his critics to speak out. Biden's ability to navigate the cross currents will be crucial to his reelection effort as he tries